The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
Good morning and welcome to BizSense Beat, our weekly roundup of the top business stories from Richmond BizSense. I'm Benjamin Dolly, and joining me this morning is BizSense reporter Jonathan Spires. Good morning, Jonathan.
Morning, Ben.
So first off, plans have been announced for the former Hardee's location on Arthur Ashe Boulevard. What's coming to that space?
Yeah, well, a big story my colleague Mike Platania had this week about Chemin Hotels. Big plans for that former Hardee's spot right at the intersection of Broad Street and Arthur Ashe Boulevard. They purchased that site some time ago and are planning a 12-story, almost 300-room hotel that would be a Marriott brand hotel that would include a residence inn as well as an AC hotels, which is a new-to-Richmond concept. Quite a new development planned for that part of Richmond, obviously right next door to the burgeoning Scott's Addition neighborhood, and a lot of new development happening along Arthur Ashe Boulevard. And Mike Platania interviewed Chemin Hotels CEO Neil Amin, who said that obviously the location with walking proximity to the museums, Scott's Addition, and other amenities was too good to pass up. So they jumped at the opportunity to buy this site and be a really interesting project to see come to fruition. So a lot of literally big things, tall things happening in that part of town.
And down in Petersburg, the renovation of the old Hotel Jefferson building is nearing completion. Tell us about that project.
Not to be confused with, of course, the Hotel Jefferson in downtown Richmond, but yeah, Petersburg has its own Hotel Jefferson, or used to, and it's about a four-story building right down in Old Town Petersburg that a local developer, Richard Cuthbert, has been developing and is getting close to finishing up. He's turning it into about two dozen apartments above three storefront spaces. One's already filled up with a coffee shop and serves as a lobby for the apartments. Another one is planned to house a wine bar this summer, and he's looking for a tenant for the third commercial space. The apartments are really interesting. He was saying that kind of a new-to-market concept for that part of Petersburg, and that some of them will be quite small, about 300 square feet, technically what you would call a micro apartment. And he says there's actually a high demand in Petersburg for those types of dwellings. So really interesting things going on down in Petersburg as well.
And finally this week, a downtown recording studio just completed a major upgrade. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, this was a really fun story for me to get to report. Red Amp Audio, it's a recording and production studio over on Gray Street in Monroe Ward. They recently upgraded their facilities to include the latest Dolby surround sound technology. It's called Dolby Atmos. And if you've been to the movie theaters recently, sometimes with certain movie theaters, at the beginning of the movie, there's a promo for the surround sound, and you hear that whisper voice all around you. And this is along those same lines. It's a technology that has been in movie theaters for a few years and now is starting to become commonplace in TV and music industries. And apparently Red Amp Audio, by upgrading to this technology, is the first commercial studio in Virginia to have this Dolby Atmos capability. They're listed on the company's site as a Dolby certified studio with this technology. There are a couple of studios in the state that also have the technology, but they're not the type that you can pay a fee and go in and record your recording or album, and a new option for audiophiles in Richmond and Virginia.
Well, that's all the time we have for this morning. Thanks to Jonathan Spires from Richmond BizSense for joining me today. You can read these and other business stories at richmondbizsense.com. You're listening to VPM News.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.